the Mom Genus Podcast. Two dental hygienists who became friends and later became moms, who understand the struggles, the joys, and the self-doubt of raising kids, staying sane, and working. Listen to our regular conversations about everything except the kitchen sink.
Welcome to the Mom Genus Podcast with Christy, Jasmine, and Karen. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Mom Genus Podcast. This is Jasmine.
This is Karen.
This is Michelle.
And today's episode is all about supporting you, Mom Genus, with getting spousal buy-in with achieving your goals. A lot of us who are out there doing our mom thing and we're out there supporting our families also have right in the back of our minds and hearts things that we still desire to achieve that are separate from raising a family. So I want to talk with you all very briefly, and of course with our amazing mom, Genus, Karen, and Michelle, about how to start that conversation with your spouse when you know you're ready for more and you're somewhat fearful with really explaining how you want to achieve that without losing your family life and everything else that's really important to you. Ladies, have you dealt with this before?
Absolutely. I'm talking to my therapist about that right now.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a challenge for a lot of us. So I've actually prepared some tips for you all, things that have worked for me, things that I have learned through my own therapist. Shout out to the therapists out there keeping us sane. So I'm going to share some things to perhaps start the conversation and the communication with you all. Michelle, have you felt the same way as well?
Yes. I mean, when you're in a relationship, you're in a team. So absolutely. You need both.
Yep, absolutely. All right. So here's the first thing. When we are looking at our goals and when we know that we want something more and it could potentially affect our entire family dynamic, you have to call a meeting with your spouse. Now is not the time, after watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta or California or whatever else, you know, trash show we tend to watch to escape our real life worlds. It's not the time for you to say, well, honey, I want to go back to school, or honey, I want to start my business, okay? Many of us happen to be married to people that may be slightly risk adverse. And so you actually have to call a sit-down meeting with your spouse and write down exactly what your goals are. Some of us have not learned the form of communication where you can learn how to speak appropriately to your mate, where they can understand exactly what it is that you're saying so that you can feel seen and heard. Unfortunately, many of us have dealt with either traumatic experiences in childhood, poor behaviors of our own upbringing, of our own parents, and we haven't really learned the fundamental concepts of communication and truly hearing somebody. So the first step would be setting up a meeting and really writing down exactly what those goals are for you specifically. Not goals for your children, because we can think about our children all day and all night. Not goals for your spouse. Not goals for the house and things of that nature that involves your family. What are your specific goals?
I think that's an interesting thing. Is that when I was talking with my therapist about that, she kind of asked me that same question. I had a blank. I was like, I don't even know what my goals are to communicate it. And I think that's a hard question to ask yourself. And then to also consider what season of life that you're in and what you can actually, where you can actually put your energy into achieving those goals. And what does the time frame maybe end up looking like as far as getting there too? Those are tough questions.
But there were questions you could answer before you had a family.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe not me, but.
I'm curious how it's it's received. If you're coming to the meeting and you want buy-in, but it's all about you. So I know what you said, like I listened and I heard you say, like, don't talk about your kids. You know, it's not about your spouse. It's about you. But I almost feel like the approach should be, you know, kind of like, this is where I'm thinking, this is where I'm going. How can we get there together? Or do you think that you come to the meeting with like, this is what I want? Because I would almost feel like defensive if it came to me from him that way. So that's kind of why I'm like wanting to explore that a little bit. Like I would be like, okay, well, you got your plan, boo, go, you know? But if I was like, hey, these are some things where, you know, either I need you to bridge the gap, and maybe I knew it and I didn't really necessarily need to ask it, but I feel like I should. And are you feeling like that's something that's not going to propel me forward, that's actually keeping me neutral? Or do you understand what that question that I'm asking right now is?
So I feel like the question that you're asking is what many people are thinking and feeling. And that's why I'm glad that we have your perspective. But what I want to help you to possibly see is what inner work you need to do to see that it's not a threat when someone is sharing what their hopes and desires are. Because at the end of the day, we are married as individuals first. And yes, we become one flesh, but that doesn't change the fact that you still think independently. And so does your spouse. Now, the second step that I'm going to encourage, which leads into what you were just talking about, is you have to talk openly about the pros and cons. Here are the things that I want you to be able to answer when you speak to your spouse. You need to talk about how this choice may potentially affect the family, negatively and positively. If that's going to mean that mommy needs to be away for a little bit longer and some family members need to chip in, or your spouse needs to come in and help support you some way so that you can achieve that goal. You have to make that extremely clear. There's no beating around the bush, because what happens is that when you're not clear about this, this is what leads to resentment. This is what leads to arguments. This is what leads to you not working together with your spouse as a team. The second thing that you need to talk about is how will this impact your family's budget? Because as we all already know, money makes the world go round. But when we make decisions to go through a path of fulfillment, it is going to affect your family's budget if you have to lessen the amount of hours you need to work, if there's going to be some major change like that. So you have to come in with a solution for your spouse in regards to how this is going to impact the family and what we can do as an alternative to help supplement that. The next thing is you want to talk about how this is going to impact the family and also how it's going to help you feel more fulfilled. What is this meaning to you personally? Because when a woman is fulfilled, when we are able to feel like we still have our identity separate from our children and our spouse, it leads to a better family dynamic. You're going to be happier. You're going to have less type of arguments and nitpicking. You're going to want to be with your spouse more intimately because you're fulfilled and you're happy. You're not drained. You're not burnt out. You still have a little bit of a semblance of what made you who you were before you entered this union. And what I want to really emphasize is that some people's identity is wrapped up in their children and their spouse. Mm-hmm. And when things go haywire, because they will, right? All of a sudden, there's no balance to you. All of a sudden, you're going off on the whole ledge and you're ready to ship yourself to Timbuktu.
That was right? Me in October.
Yeah. So culturally, and there's a book that I'm reading, it's called We Should All Be Millionaires. And it's talking about just culturally, systemically, we have taken the voice away from women. It's not easy for us to say what it is that we want. And it's not being selfish. I'm not telling you to not spend time with your kids. I'm not telling you to not be there. I was just at my daughter's fourth grade ceremony, you know, a proud mama. She got her two awards, you know. I am still present in my children's life. I still boo love with my man, right? But I'm also choosing every single day to find ways for me to still feel fulfilled. And we have to normalize that.
I think that, that's where I struggle right now is, or where I got off my track there, you know, 6 or 7 months ago. And I've been working really hard to try and gain that back. And I don't know when or where or why it went off the rails, but that's why I'm, why I got some help with the therapist and stuff. So it's like, it's been good. I feel like I've been progressing in that department, and it's a process, and I had to kind of surrender to the idea that it doesn't happen overnight.
And yeah. That won't be your first discussion too, if you're trying to get spousal buy-in, right?
Yeah.
Like no. This is going to be an ongoing process as well. Yeah. So it's you internally and how you present yourself, and then together to get your goal achieved.
Yep. And the final thing that I have, there's two other things I want to share before we end this discussion, but you still need to explain to your spouse how you are still going to plan to prioritize your family and your spousal relationship and your health. We can't be in a situation where we feel like, okay, once we go for our goals, we can forget about that. And that's how, when you are communicating that with a spouse that understands that you are still an individual and wants to see everyone happy and fulfilled, that's where you can still work together as a team. But there's some boundaries that will have to be put up in place for you to make sure you still are prioritizing what's important to you and your family. And what we don't want is for people to go for their goals and then they end up, you know, forsaking their family. That's not the route to go. That's going to traumatize your kids.
Oh my gosh.
You know, that's going to traumatize them. But you can still have things that are just for you. We shouldn't have so many women that are just looking, including myself. I've had moments and times like that last year. I was a hot mess because of virtually schooling, working, you know, trying to maintain the household. My husband works long hours, so it is mostly me that is handling that responsibility. Y'all, my hair was falling out. I was stressed beyond belief. Okay. Went and sought help as needed, but then knew right then and there, I had a discussion with my husband. Hey, my health is suffering. Something's got to change. Here are the thoughts and ideas of what I think could help with this situation. What do you think? Here is my decision from moving from this particular situation. This is how it's going to impact the family. I think we'll be fine because of X, Y, and Z. What are your thoughts? And ultimately, if you have a true partnership, your spouse is going to want to see you happy.
Yeah.
And you can find a middle ground where everyone is winning.
Absolutely. I think that's a skill, that communication skill or that discipline of being able to articulate, you know, those goals and desires and systematically kind of thinking about where you are, where you want to be, and communicating that is one of those skills that just takes a lot of time and faith to approach, because like you mentioned before, we're maybe not used to expressing ourselves, or, you know, you just kind of like, you just take what you get and keep going, you know, tomorrow's another day, but you still have these desires and wishes to communicate, you know, buried inside. And it takes a lot of courage to kind of put yourself out there, even to your spouse that you've probably been with for many years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a vulnerable place because yeah, it could really disrupt a lot of things, or it could really move you into a really interesting and productive and prosperous new direction too.
Yeah. I'm reading a book called What Happened to You, and it's about trauma. I'm a total nerd. Okay. But it helped me to really understand our habits, how we communicate, and how the brain affects that. So whenever we are looking at the actions and how we communicate, we are working from the bottom of the brain to the top, right? So we have the amygdala, we have the cortex and all the other stuff. I'm not going to get into that. We can do another episode about that. But specifically what I want you to understand is that if we're working from the bottom of the brain to the top, that means that every time when we're looking at certain situations or actions or communication or things of that nature, we're working with the subconscious mind, the unconscious mind, things that automatically happen in our body, like our heartbeat and our respiratory system, our breathing, things that are happening, operating, even our thought process that we can't control, is always at the forefront of everything that we're doing. Everything. So when we're looking at our communication, one of the things that I've learned in therapy, even with my husband, is I need to feel safe. We all need to feel safe. We all need to feel safe, seen, and heard. And so how are we communicating in a way with our spouses where their concerns are still considered? How are we, when they're stating something to us, are we able to repeat back exactly what they're saying and how it impacts how they feel, not us in particular? And if we can't stop and think about what it is that they're sharing, whether it's us coming in for buy-in for our husband or vice versa, then that means that there's a communication gap in your relationship that needs to be considered, and how the trauma or experiences in your own life is impacting your ability to communicate in a way where both parties can be happy in their lives.
I love that. It goes real deep. Will you be able to share a couple those links to those or the titles of those books again in our show notes so everyone can kind of go back and
check that out? Absolutely. Yeah, so We Should All Be Millionaires is talking about just the history. Like in 1970, we couldn't even get in a bank account without a husband's approval. So that's why we're so scared with making money. That's why we're so scared going after the things that we want to go after. We haven't been encouraged to do so, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're scared to make decisions like that, which is impacting our bottom line pocket. And then we have traumatic experiences that impact our everyday life. And that is the book, What Happened to You? So I can talk about being more trauma-informed just as clinicians, but we need to consider that even in our everyday interactions with our friends, our family, and our spouses. All right, y'all. So we cannot wait to hear what you think. What are some tips and tactics you've used in your own communication with your spouse to get their buy-in? Okay. Now, of course, we didn't talk about the fact that you could potentially be with someone that does not care or maybe a narcissistic personality. We're not going there today. We're talking because that's a whole nother episode, right? We're not talking about the particularly. If you know you're there, there's a couple of books that I'm going to recommend. You can feel free and DM me, okay? But if we're talking about a relationship where both parties are concerned about maintaining the relationship and having you fulfilled, so start with this first before you head down the road like, you know what? I'm getting a divorce. This person's a narcissist. Like, we're not saying that, you know? Start first with this part, and then we'll go from there. But we just would love to hear from you all on what has worked for you. What are some things that you think we should add to this list when we're trying to get our spousal buy-in, when we're going after our goals and desires? All right. Without further ado, we will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Go set those goals.
Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review.
Like us on Facebook. See you next.